Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Change the world, there's nothing to Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the street. Merry, 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 merry wife for golden dreams.
Rainy night study. Rainy, rainy, city. Rainy, rainy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Play Experience, the playground of life. Who am I? they call me Ombasa Sofira. But who am I? You ask? I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. And I remain committed. This ever-growing desire to continue to passionately love and appreciate who I am. I give thanks for you joining me today, this most wonderful, auspicious day. We have a birthday in the house. Yeah, you heard the little Nikari. They always bring me on just right. But they have a little cousin who has a very special birthday today, and her name is Nyla Iyana Lawson, and she's having her ninth birthday today. So, yes, everybody, just a round of applause for Nyla for this birth year. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. You can find his beautiful music on ezzonemusic.com. I love, love, love Pure Imagination. It talks about the fertile imagination, the mind, the thought, where the feelings come from. Looping back to the thought again. Very powerful. We tend to tuck away this imagination. It's not important, you say. Or it said. I'm not going to be in that crowd anymore. It's important to me, okay? Yes, indeed. I am so thankful to be here today. And I just want to stop and give a special tribute to Mr. P and Glenn T. That rhymes. In the UK. Some beautiful brothers who were successful in introducing Adea and I to the radio world. And that was somewhat, that was in 2004, people. 10 whole years ago. You know, I give thanks for them believing in us and knowing that we will be a good fit, you know, hence Life Conversations Radio. I just like to give the credit where it's due, you know, and it's for sure due with you, Mr. Glenn T. and Mr. P. But I know they were laughing, though. Oh, man, that first test pilot, that was something else, I'm telling you. I know, I'm still laughing, as you can see. It was hilarious. I was so scared. Well, you know, what can I say? My relationship with the mic is not what it is right now, I tell you. To be on purpose, you know, fulfilling your passion. That is all we focus on right here in this playground of life, you know. How we can passionately love and appreciate who we are and whose we are at all times. And if we forget, then all we have to do is remember. I love it here on this playground. Well, today I have to step back for a moment because I am so excited to tell you about my very special guest today. She is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, certified holistic health counselor, and certified clinical nutritionist. And why she is stepped on the playground today? Because she wants to share what method she uses to enhance life and complete wellness of people. through the body, the mind, and the spirit, bringing all of those areas into balance. I feel, and the reason why I asked her to come on the playground is because she provides a perfect bridge for the practice of traditional and natural medicine. I mean, it's something that has always been in my heart and on my heart to share. So I want everyone to just gather around Dr. Michelle Clay and give her the biggest playground hug, play experience. Welcome, welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this beautiful, chilly evening, but beautiful just the same.
Yeah, it's chilly. It's really chilly where I am in Georgia, but I was laughing at how you all were talking about in New Orleans, right? How, you know, someone, when I was there a couple of weeks ago, someone was like, it doesn't get cold here. It doesn't get cold here. I mean, the lowest it'll get, our cold is like, what, 60 degrees? I think you were standing there when the lady was saying that. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And tonight, it is a different story, huh?
Well, you know, everything is relative. I'm originally from Indianapolis that can and does see below zero temperatures.
I got you.
So, you know, today, getting in the high 40s to them could be a heat wave at times, but considering it was 78 degrees here on Tuesday, this is a bit traumatic.
Okay. 78 is, yes, that is very traumatic. I mean, really. You went from one, closed chest to the other. Well,
exactly.
Let me, I did give a little bit about you, Michelle, but I do want to give the audience, let them know, who is Dr. Michelle Clay? Who are you?
Who am I? I am the daughter of Theodore Clay and Elaine Sue Jackson. I am the granddaughter of Ralph Jackson, Martha Louise Black Jackson, and the granddaughter of Alfred Clay and Naomi Mitchum Clay, and the great-granddaughter of Frank Houston Black, who himself was a healer.
Mm.
So, first, that is who I am, with just a short lineage, but with so much gratitude and respect and wisdom and love. That's who I am, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just in this life, I am Michelle Clay, who, like you introduced, is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, certified holistic health counselor, certified clinical nutritionist. But I'm also a friend, a mentee, sometimes a mentor, a teacher, friend, confidant, listener, and sometimes balancer.
I love it. I love the way you pivoted. That, I love that. We all need to pivot. When we can pivot, we can get in every, we can empathize and get in everyone's position at least once. We can anyone that we're relating to in any relationship, we can pivot, and that is a beautiful thing. Thank you for that. Now, you had mentioned, and I was going to ask you, your traditional medical practice is the osteopathic, and then why did you want to be a doctor? Was it a family thing? I thought it, maybe you had a doctor in the family already, or I heard you say the healer was who, your grandfather?
My great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. And
yes.
Can you tell us what kind of healing he did, and was there a traditional doctor in your family, immediate family?
There weren't any traditional doctors in my immediate family. I never met my great-grandfather. I only know things about him based on what my grandmother has told me. And she said that he used a lot of herbs. She never knew all of his secrets and exactly what kind of tradition that he used, because he was the seventh son born on the seventh month in 1873. So he felt that the number seven was special and powerful, and the knowledge that he had concerning health and healing and being what I call a healing helper was to be passed on to someone who was born in the seventh month, which was my aunt. But she didn't do anything with that information. You know, she lived out her life with her own purpose, which was different than the healing arts in that way. But I am born in the seventh month, on the seventh in 71. So things have a way of transferring, you know, the power of genetics is awesome. It's awesome in the laboratory, but it's awesome from an energetic perspective. But there's just something that I always knew since I was 5 years old that I wanted to be a doctor. I just kind of knew it. And so that is how I basically live my life. All the classes that I took in school, that was the track that I took. A lot of pre-med prerequisites, even in high school. A lot of science, a lot of math. I took all the way through calculus in high school. And I never thought of anything else. But what's interesting is that growing up, there weren't any doctors in my immediate family. But I'm a doctor. My first cousin is also a doctor. We went to the same medical school, and her daughter is in medical school now in her first year. And I have another cousin that's a surgeon in California.
Okay. You know, that's pretty rich. I'm just sitting here listening to this story, because it really did interest me, and something sparked in me and said, well, I wonder if anyone in her family were doctors, because, you know, just that spark that you came in with, that you were when you came in, that spark of the Creator, and you were already knowing that you were supposed to heal, okay? You wanted to, that your hands were supposed to heal. And in society today, you know, of course, that the road was doctor, right? And so you didn't have anybody, but the beauty of it is just there's no mistakes under the sun, because the road you traveled was the road you needed to travel, you know, in terms of that, what this society holds to be high, you attained that. And then what inspired you? Because I really wanted to know what inspired you to actually cross over or to merge the two worlds, because I find that is that's a love relationship to remember for me, because I feel both of them are important.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting you say the things that society holds in high regard, because I think one thing that is really important that you really take the time to find out, to tap into who you are and be true to that no matter what, then you will always be able to lay down at night and rest, not just sleep, but rest. But when I was in medical school, probably my third year, between second and third year, things were really getting challenging. And I was wondering, have I really chosen the wrong path? I really did. Uh-huh. And I remember at one point my grandmother said to me, "Oh, Michelle, I don't know if you're going to be a doctor. I think maybe you could be a preacher." And I'm thinking, what in the world? And she had no idea that at that time I was going through so many challenges, and it felt kind of discouraging to me. But needless to say, I kept with it, and
right.
I graduated and went on to do my residency. And while in my residency program, I had a serious spiritual conflict because I felt that what we were doing for patients was not working. So there were some patients that I would see on like a 3-month cycle, some a month cycle, some a 2-week cycle, coming back for the very same problem. And we would do the very same things. Order test, give them medication, IV to give them, get them stable enough so they would be released from the hospital, and then they'll come back with the same problem. So in my mind, I'm like, what are we really doing? And then when I was doing rounds or I was on call, then patients or patients' family members would say, Dr. Clay, can you just come pray with us? Or Dr. Clay, can you pray for us? And I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, what's going on? But, you know, so if you ask something like that, I can't tell you no. So I went ahead and prayed with or for them.
Yeah.
And it just got me to thinking that there has to be a connection between what you are feeling emotionally, what you are doing spiritually, what's happening to you spiritually, and the physical manifestation. So I felt that we weren't really helping people. So from there, I said, well, maybe I just need a break because I have been in school straight since I was 5 years old, and I could just be tired. So once I completed my internship year, I said, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back. I just need 1 year to collect myself, and I'm going to come back. But during this year, while I'm collecting myself, I'm going to do something different that was kind of in the back of my mind, way, way in the back. And so I went and became a flight attendant for American Airlines. And I flew internationally. And during that time was when I discovered that I had uterine fibroids. And the message that came to me was, okay, you're going to have to do this naturally, and it's not going to be just something you read about in a book, but you have to walk out this path and this journey for yourself so that you know that you know that you know how to deal with this problem. Because other people are going to come to you, and you have to know what to tell them. Not just what you read, but what you know. So I started studying and reading, and that's when I became a vegetarian overnight and using different herbs. And I said, oh, this is really working. But I know that people really put a lot of value into certifications and degrees and formalized training. So then that's when I went back to school and got my certification in holistic health counseling and clinical nutrition.
Wow. That is a powerful, powerful story. And it's always about healer, heal thyself. It's always about it. It's always a story. When someone has gotten into holistic health, there's always a story. You know, and I appreciate that story. That's a very, very rich story. We do have a caller on the line. We're going to take that call in a minute. The number to call if you want to speak with Dr. Clay is 347-426-3346. It's 347-426-3346 for those of you that are listening online. And then you press 1 on your keypad. So, yeah, I wanted to ask you one thing before you go. Before we go to break. We're going to take a quick break. What holistic services do you offer now?
What I offer now, holistic health consultations, where people will, I have a pretty intense holistic health questionnaire. They fill that out. I go over it, do research, meditate on it. I come up with a protocol for them. Nutrition is the foundation of everything to me because the food is the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend to them a customized nutritional protocol. I also do customized herbal formulations. I do workshops for small groups or large groups, really focus on health education, teaching people how to take better care of themselves so they can also take care of those they care about. Most of my workshops are hands-on. I also like to focus on empowering people with knowledge of how their body works. I don't think feel that the knowledge of the human body, where the organs are, how they function, what they look like, should be reserved for just a select few. I feel
mm-hmm.
that all people should be empowered with that knowledge. I also do body energy work, and I do wellness enhancement programs, so that will also include body energy work, healing herbal baths, foot baths, as well as preparing food for people, meals, purification meals to help purify your personal energy field, which is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual.
Mhm, mhm. And now, you know, with that, I kind of want to go to the break because I have so many other questions that have to do with all of the different types of services that you offer in terms of what it all entails, because I feel like a lot of people do not know, you know, what body energy work is, even though it sounds like it's self-explanatory. You know, what does it actually entail? What do you expect? I get people asking me that all the time. Well, what do you do? You know, and you say the words, but it's still, what do you do? Because what's going to be the result when I get up? Because right now, you have actually did a milestone of, and now instead of giving medication, you do a meditation. You know, you changed the whole vibe, you know.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's up, you know. You know, instead of medication, you do a meditation. I'm loving that. Listen, that's a nice little logo there. But you can send a bill to my lawyer. But anyway, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're going to come back and take that call that's been patiently waiting. And again, if you want to have a question or a comment for Dr. Clay, the number is 347-426-3346. That's 347-426-3346. And press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
All right, and we're back. All right. Are you with me, Dr. Clay?
I am here. I'm with you.
Yes. Wonderful. Welcome back. So I did want to have a question. Let me just go ahead and squeeze my question here. I'll be right with you, caller. But I do want to ask you, your aunt actually had some intuition going on after all, you know, because you are ministering. You know, you are indeed administering all the things that you're giving, you know, at this time. And the person that asked you to pray, you know, even with the whole idea of what was actually happening at that time, you know, you bringing it. You are bringing it, okay?
That's
a beautiful thing, yes. Yes. So I want to ask you about the energy body work, and then we're going to go to the caller. The energy body work in a session with you, what does that entail?
Well, what body energy work is, and I have to give honor and respect to my spiritual parents, my mentors, my teachers, Yemi and Hank Jones of the Purification Garden, Cottonwood, Alabama.
I know them. Yeah.
That's really how I got to this point I'm putting that all in the answer. I learned body energy work from my spiritual mother, Miss Yemi, because she was using it on me to heal me. I went through a very tough time. It was really like a death and dying situation. Mm-hmm. And my message was to go the way of the natural way that is really mm-hmm. my medicine. And as Miss mm-hmm. Yemi would say, it's part of ancient healing practices. And she is the one who has the whole theory of kinetic energy healing, and that this is bioenergy medicine. The food is bioenergy medicine. But kinetic mm-hmm. energy, for those who know physics, kinetic energy is the energy of movement. So mm-hmm. in essence, that's what body energy work is. And she taught me body energy work mm-hmm. of moving energy from a place of decay and degeneration and low frequency to a higher frequency, closer to the frequency of life. And if it's mm-hmm. closer to the frequency of life, then your body is vibrating and radiating at a level in which it can repair itself. We all came to this planet with everything we needed for our bodies to heal itself. The immune system is awesome. It's not just awesome, it's a miraculous, phenomenal thing as long as we give everything we need to it so that it will work in the way it needs to work. And so yeah. in essence, that's what body energy work is.
Yeah.
And when I am doing body energy work on a client, sometimes plants are used, prayer is used. The closest thing I can use as an example to body energy work for the people who are familiar with Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause
mm-hmm.
Reiki is a body energy modality, because we are mm-hmm. more than just flesh and blood. We're also energy. Everything is energy. Everything
mm-hmm.
moves. Everything is something that's living.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers the question.
Yes, yes. And it could, and for some, it could be compared to the work of Jesus, because the energy is the energy is the energy. And one of the things that I loved about Yemi is that she did work with that. And her work, I had the pleasure of getting some of those meals, those bio. And they weren't just healthy. They were delicious, deliciously
yes.
raw and vegan. She knew what to do. I still can't get that out of my mind, just how I felt when I partaked of the food. And then with that coupled with the waters of Cottonwood at that time, you know, it was a really awesome place to be. So you were definitely in good hands, and I know what kind of spiritual cloth you're cut from at this point. that's pretty awesome, my sister, to cross over and to get your training from such masters as Hank and Yemi. You know,
yes.
that's a big salute. That is a big salute. Anyone that knows the healing and the healing world, they have heard of them. So I really appreciate you for sharing that story. And I feel like you did very well in articulating, you know, what I'm going to do is record what you said. And then I'm going to, when they ask me, what do you do? I'm going to push the play button. I was like, okay, this is what I do. I'm going to play that for myself when they ask me, because sometimes I just say I do the creator's work. I just move energy. Look, I do what you need me to do. So,
right,
the answer you gave me was just what I love it. That was really, really beautiful. So yes. So I'm going to take the call right now. Let me stop, because I will ask you another question real quick. But the caller is calling from, let's see, Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
And we have Sarazai. Sarazai is on the line. Are you there, Sarazai?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay, you had a question or comment for Dr. Clay?
Oh, no. You know, she actually, talked about everything that I was thinking that I was going to ask. So she has already answered my questions. But it's so funny because sometimes, you know, like in my family, my grandmother was a traditional healer. And she was a very strong Christian at the same time. And people used to come to her for, like, she would cure epilepsy. So a lot of people would come and, you know, most of the time there was someone in her house, you know, who needed to be cured of epilepsy or other ailments. And she used to pray at the same time as traditional herbs. The only thing I regret now is that, you know, I used to go with her in the bush to get the bark from the trees and and the other, you know, raw medical stuff from the bush. And because I was very young, I didn't learn and I didn't know what it was all about. But I still have one of my aunties who is still living who knows quite a bit of traditional healing. So, you know, when Michelle was just talking, I was thinking, oh, my goodness. You know, it goes in the family because I am a nurse by profession. So, you know, like I linked that back when she was talking about herself. And then I linked it back to my grandmother and I said, oh, that's beautiful. I never thought about it. And then now I'm thinking, you know, when I go home, I'll have the opportunity to sit down with my aunt. Probably I will learn a lot from her because she's the only one left who has been shown by my grandmother, you know, like the traditional medicine. So I want to go and use the quality time with her to learn more about what she knows. So I thank Dr. Michelle for sharing that because it actually meant more to me today, which I never thought before. You know, so I thank you for that.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's why one thing we have to remember is that we are not on an island. We are on the planet Earth, and there are so many connections that go way beyond just who we know or who we share a continent with because we share the planet with each other. But that's such a blessing that your aunt is still living and in her right mind that you can sit down and speak with her and learn from her. But you know that when you are ready to learn, your teachers always show up. They always show up. If you are supposed to have the information, you will have the information. Even if you didn't directly get it from your grandmother, as I did not directly get it from my great-grandfather, because he had already transitioned before I was a blip on the radar to my mother. But that information, you are a product, you are a direct descendant of your grandmother and her mother and her father and their mother and their father, and you already hold that information and that energy within you. It's just time for all of that to come forward in the way and the purpose that you are supposed to use it. But you have it. So be encouraged and be ready.
I heard that. Thank you. And thank you, Sarazai, for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes. You're welcome. So, yes, so I am just so excited about this because just that was just a big confirmation, you know, just hearing from Sarazai and hearing about her grandmother, the same as your great-grandfather. It had something and how it came down through the genes. It's no mistakes under the sun. All right, so the theory of purification, how does that work?
The theory of purification is a means to crease and activate and charge, your personal energy field, which is your, like I said, physical being, spiritual being, mental being, and emotional being, as well as the bioelectromagnetic energy that is in and around you. Now, there's something that Ms. Jimmy talked about, charging the formless secrets of the universe. And I remember when she first said that to me, I said, wow, that seems so powerful, even though I don't exactly understand what she means by that at this time. But when I thought about it in terms of technology, as we're speaking now, and as Sar, as I called from Australia, the technology that was used was a formless secret of the universe in order for us to be connected. There are no wires that connect you and I, or us to Sarazai, or to the rest of the listeners, but yet we're connected, and that's energy flowing. And that's part of the formless secrets of the universe and the bioelectromagnetic energy that is in and around us. So the theory of purification is about charging that, activating that, allowing your personal healing power to be so strong and at its highest vibration that you're in the very basic concept of it, that your immune system will do what it is designed to do. For instance, everyone hates the big C word, cancer. Cancer cells are just adaptations, mutations of maybe once healthy cells that when they replicated in a way that was not optimum. That's actually harmful. When your immune system is working in the way that it should, then there are cells that are called macrophages that will go around that toxic foreign, so to speak, cell and engulf it and absolutely pulverize it so that it will no longer harm you. Your immune system is not working as it should at its optimum, then those cells are allowed, those mutated cells are allowed to duplicate and multiply until they become something harmful.
And take over the field. Take over the healing field.
Exactly. Exactly. In essence, the theory of purification is about charging and activating your personal healing power so that your body is able to do what it is that it's supposed to do. But not just on the physical level, but also on the mental level. Purifying your body, purifying your thoughts, purifying your speaking, purifying your relationships. You know the saying, when you know better, you do better. Well, you can break that knowing down to the physiological level, because if your cells are not working at their optimum level, nerve cells, let's take a nerve cell. If you have nerve cells, you have a particular nerve cell is called a synapse. So when you have a thought that, for instance, I need to move my finger, then there's the thought in your head that's in a cell that travels down a nerve fiber, a synapse. It's like an electrical charge. If you think of like when you see lightning in the sky, it comes from the sky and goes down that lightning bolt and hits the ground. That same kind of electrical charge is traveling down your nerve fibers in order for your finger then to move. Well, if you're cells are not working optimally, or if you have a lot of toxicity in your body, then that nerve transmission is not going to be at its optimum. So take that, translate that into even the thoughts that we think. You may not make, the most optimal decisions. The prefrontal cortex of your brain is the part of the area of your brain for long-term thinking, long-term planning, delayed gratification. And if all of your cells, including those cells in the prefrontal cortex, are not at their optimum, are you really going to make the best decision for your life for long-term planning? if you don't have the fuel and all tools necessary working at their optimum in order for that to happen. If you're trying to build a house and you have a rusty wrench, well, it's just not going to turn the screws the way it needs to. How well is your house going to be built? So you have to have the right tools, and not only do you have to have the right tools, the tools have to be working optimally.
That's right.
So that's what purification does.
And where did this theory come from? Where did it derive?
The purification theory came from Miss Yemi, which is divinely given.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
It's divinely. It's divinely.
No more needs to be said about that.
But there is more information about that in her book. She and Yemi and Hank Jones' book, Fire Without Flame, and also their DVD, The Green Purification Theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And where can people get that? Do you know?
The best place to get that from is by contacting me.
Okay, very good. And we're going to give them out that in a minute. So, yeah, I like what you said about the about that, because you really broke that down very well. Thank you. You know, the whole idea, just the part, well, I'm going to go back to what you said about, you know, the thinking, because, you know, I've been studying the brain, and I'm really fascinated with all of its facets. And it's a lot to it. And so, you know, the whole idea is so delicious. And so the whole idea of what you just said about, you know, the cells itself being out of alignment is causing the fogginess in the brain. And so a lot of people end up, you know, going down fast when they are diagnosed with cancer because of that reason, as well as other reasons, but particularly that reason, because of that capacity already being one where they're giving that power away right away, because they can't even make that power decision on their own, which is why we're doing the work that we're doing, which I really applaud and thank you for. That was a very, very powerful. Yeah, it was a very powerful point. So now, in terms of the benefits, I know it's obvious to some people, but the people who benefit from this purification, this purification method, are they just chronic people who are dealing with chronic, acute, or is it preventative, or is it maintenance tool, or is it all of it?
All of the above. All of the above. But most of the time, people don't come to do something in the holistic healing arts until it's not prevention. It's treatment. It's cure. They've been chronic. You know, most of the time, and I'm sure you have said this to your clients, when are you going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired? Those are the clients that I know both of us get. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Something has happened to lead them on the path to you or to me or to other holistic health practitioners. Or they've been through the ringer with their primary care physician and being referred to specialists. And run tests. I've heard people say before they're running tests and they can't find anything wrong, but I'm feeling that something is wrong. I'm having pain here or whatever the case may be. But once they come for that initial for a chronic problem, then at the same time you are doing you're treating chronic, but you're also doing prevention. Prevention for it to go further, or preventing other chronic illnesses to crop up.
Okay, I got you. And that's pretty precise. So now we got about a minute left, and I know this time goes when we're on this playground of life, I'm telling you. So I want you to tell the listeners what you have coming up and where they can find you. That's most important right now in this moment.
Okay, where you can find me is that my website is www.selestmorgan.com. free, F-R-E-E, life, L-I-F-E, and the number 7, L as in love, E as in energy, .com. www.freelife7le.com. What I have coming up this Saturday is a raw food therapy workshop. You can find, I'm trying to talk fast as I know the time. You can find more information about where it's located in Metairie, Louisiana. It's Saturday from 11 to 12:30, and we will be preparing a dish. And we're thinking about Thanksgiving, the kind of things that we like to eat during Thanksgiving, but in a medicinal way. So it's going to taste delicious, but it's going to be medicinal purposes. And explaining to you what properties of the particular items in the dish, what their medicinal benefits are. And then Wednesday, November 19th at 6:30 to 8 o'clock at Raw Republic in New Orleans is the last of the Stress Relief and Management Workshop series.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's what I have coming up immediately.
Is all of that on your website?
It is all on my website.
Okay. So what I want you to do is tell, what do you want to leave the people with right now? Just give them something. Something they could use more than what you already did. Cherry on top.
With the cherry on top is love yourself. Quest divine love. Where there's self-love, there will be no dis-ease. And have a beautiful and stressless rest of your week.
All right, my dear sister. We're going to go out. I'm going to dedicate this to you and all the listeners. I am healed, whole, and healthy. And that's by Karen Drucker. And you can find it on karendrucker.com. This is Ombasa Sophia. I am healed, whole, and healthy, at one with love, truth, and justice. And I'll see you next week on the Playground of Life. Ombasa out.
I accept and I receive. I am healed, whole, and healthy. I am well.
I am well.
I am well. I am healed, whole, and healthy. Angels are watching over me. I am healed, whole, and healthy. I am well.
I am well.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.